The boat, having capsized in heavy seas, kept afloat by means of a small rubber craft inflated at the last minute, Dick Barton and Jock Anderson are caught beneath the merciless glare of the midday sun.
It's no good, sir. I'm burning up.
Steady, old friend. Can't give up now. Last one back to the hotel buys the lemonade. What do you say?
We could be paddling around in circles for all we know.
Nonsense, man. We'll be home in time for the test match.
Aye, sir. If you say so.
Eternal Father, strong to save.
Come on, Jock. Cat got your tongue.
Whose arm doth bind the restless wave?
Dad! Dad! What? You're snoring.
What are you talking about? I'm standing up, you fool.
You were standing and snoring. You were sound asleep.
Oh, rubbish, I'm wide awake. Where are we?
We're in charge. Now, for goodness sake, keep your voice down.
You two, stop it. We're halfway through a hymn.
He accused me of snoring.
You were snoring.
Shush, the both of you. Just sing along.
Where are we?
It's the last verse. It's not on the hymn sheet.
I haven't got one. We're supposed to be sharing. Dad, have you got the...
What?
The hymn sheet.
Lost yours, have you? Can't look after anything. Never could.
Shh. We were sharing it. You've got it.
What, you fat...
The bloody hymn sheet.
Richard.
Sorry.
Where did I put the damn thing? Found it.
Thank you so much for coming.
It's the least we could do, Mrs. Cadwallader. Now, have you met my father?
I thought I'd pop along and pay my respects type of thing.
Oh, you're very kind, all of you.
Oh, lovely service. Just the ticket. Those in peril on the sea. One of my favourites. Navy man, your husband?
Archie. Good God, no. 5 minutes on a boat and it was bananas and custard all over the poop deck. Poor man got seasick in the bath. No, he just liked the tune. Used to hum it all the time. Drove me crackers.
Hello, Mrs. C.
Colin.
Sorry to hear about old Archie. Terrible thing. Here, do you want me to play something solemn on the old piano?
Perhaps not, Colin?
Tell you what, those sandwiches with the tuner, whatchamacallit, they're all right, ain't they? My Audrey won't buy that tuner. Won't have it in the house. Pilchards, you don't mind pilchards, but tuner, no way,
Colin,
Jose.
Why don't we get some of those sandwiches with the tuner, whatchamacallit?
Ah, right. Follow me, Mrs. B. Here, who's that then? I'm a poet and I didn't know it. Here, I write a bit of poetry myself, like that. I've got a notebook full of the stuff. Yeah, long ones, not so long ones. Ones that rhyme.
He's not getting any better, is he?
Well, I don't think there's a cure for what Colin's got. So, Mrs. Cadwallader, how are you coping? Is there anything we can do?
Oh, I don't think so, Richard. I'm a tough old coot. I'll manage. At least Archie died a happy man. I know that much.
Glad to hear it, old thing.
Yes. Stark naked, apart from his riding spurs, silly bugger. I think his heart just said, "That's it. I'm stopping right here."
Amanda, can I have a word?
Oh, Ronnie... Yes, of course.
Kenwood Gore, Ronnie.
Richard Barton.
Ah, you're the young quacks taken over from Willoughby. Heard all about it. And this must be Pops. Benton Senior. Captain, isn't it?
Barton. Commander retired.
Anyway, Amanda, this business with the executors. Want me to put in a word?
I hadn't really thought. It's a bit soon.
Perhaps we should leave you to it.
Oh, no, please.
Right you are. Nice meeting you. Come up to the big house for a drink one of the days. After you, Amanda. And Captain.
Commander retired.
Keep busy. That's the secret. Don't want the old grey matter turning into semolina, do we?
Something about that fellow.
Oh, come on, Dad. He was a touch overbearing, that's all. No harm done.
More to it than that, Muffin. Back of my legs playing up again. Sixth sense type of thing.
Dad, that is not your sixth sense. That is sciatica. You just didn't like him.
Who's this?
Oh, I don't know. Kenwood Gore or something. A friend of Mrs. Cadwallader's.
Appalling man.
Dad didn't take to him.
Her husband's barely cold in his grave. And this chap was all over Amanda like a nasty rat.
Oh, come off it. He wasn't that bad.
Hands everywhere. Ah, bad form.
Amanda, eh? Well.
What?
A poor old Archie barely cool in his grave.
Oh, go on. Scoff all you like. I'm not listening. And you can wipe that silly grin off your face. Both of you.
Driven half mad in the scorching heat, Dick Barton and Jock Anderson remain adrift, blinded by the relentless tropical glare.
For God's sake, pull yourself together and wipe that silly grin off your face, both of you.
Damned sun in my eyes. Double vision. You're ugly enough as it is without me seeing the two of you, hedgehog.
Mummy, mummy, can I have a sweetie?
What are you babbling about, you great chump?
Just one wee sweetie.
Wait a minute. What's that? Blazes. Looks like we're in luck. Ahoy! Ahoy there! Hello! We're over here!
Hello.
What?
We're here.
Where?
We're home. You dropped off.
Must have dropped off.
I'm telling you, Sal, he's jealous.
He's probably just being gallant. Chivalrous, like giving up your seat on the bus. Nice, you know?
Come on, we didn't colonise half the planet by giving up our seat on the bus. Nice has nothing to do with it. It's the green-eyed monster. I'll put money on it. Dad's got the hots for Mrs. Cat.
No.
Why not? He could pass for 65 with the wind behind him. Plenty of sap left in the old tree.
Don't be vulgar.
Well, Vesuvius lay dormant for hundreds of years and then, pow, way up Pompeii. In fact, you know, I feel a bit of an eruption coming on myself.
Back it in. Back it in. Oh, God, did you see that?
Oh, what?
Wait, round straight past us there. Look, look, through the hedge.
There's a fox. It's a big one by the look of it. Hey, what the... Hey, watch out!
Ah! I'm drenched. Of all the arrogant bunch of tidy-ass tosspots.
You're right back there. We thought you were a couple of those hippie saboteurs up to no good.
No, we were just cutting across country on our way to the dry cleaners.
Got a bit of a splattering, did you? You were standing too close, you see. Got yourselves in the way.
Oh,
hey, you're that young Dr. Benson, aren't you?
Barton.
Yes, didn't recognise you with all that muck on your face. Out rambling with the little lady, are we?
Well, actually, we were just...
Oh, you must come up for a drink at the big house one of the days. Well, can't stop. Mustn't let the furry little beggar give us the slip. Chitty boy! Good hunting!
You'll never catch him now. He's on his way to Folkestone in the back of a taxi with a false bloody passport.
Once on board the motor launch, it soon became clear that we were in the hands of dangerous cutthroats.
Once on board the motor launch, it soon becomes clear that Dick Barton and Jock Anderson are in the hands of dangerous cutthroats.
Not much of a welcome, Committee, sir.
You're right, Jock. They don't seem too pleased to see us, do they?
Any idea what they're chabbering about?
Not a clue, old friend. But judging by the way Chummy here is waving that semi-automatic about, I don't think he's asking us to dance.
Well, if it isn't my old pal, Jock Barton.
Kenny Gordini, I might have known. And it's Dick Barton. This is Jock.
Of course, Jack. Jack Amberton.
Anderson. Jock.
I never was too clever with names, but never mind, you won't be needing them much longer. I do have to hand it to you, though, Bradman. I didn't think you'd ever find me out here.
I just smelled a rat and followed my nose. Where are you taking us, Gordini?
I thought you might like to visit my little home from home. The locals call it Far Tang, the island of death. Take them below.
Wait, now!
Dad, are you taking a soak?
What?
I said, are you having...
Can't hear a word, Muffin. I'm having a soak. What do you want?
Well, Sal and I could do with a shower or something. We've been practically trampled to death by the Appleton Hunt.
By the what?
The Hunt, Dad.
What?
Won't be long.
I'm in the bath. Won't be long.
I thought we had lunch at the Anchor. Are you interested?
Lunch where?
The Anchor.
Not interested. Got a chapter to finish.
Okay.
Hey, Muffin... lunch, you say?
At the Anchor.
Oh, all right. But I can't afford to hang about. I've got a chapter to finish.
Yeah, there he was, sitting on the pavement, waiting for a handout. Yeah. Said he'd lost a leg in the Falklands. I said, listen, pal, what do you want me to do? Go back and look for it.
Oh, I knew we should have gone somewhere else. You both look like someone's just spat in your lager.
I tell you, Muffin, there's something about our friend there.
Master of the Hunt. Look at him. You'd think he owned the place.
Well, he does, as a matter of fact.
Huh? Yeah, bought the lease off the local brewery a couple of months back.
You're joking.
No, really. Marge, behind the bar, told me. He's doing it all over the place, apparently.
Well, I'm damned if I'm sitting here putting money into that fella's pocket.
Dad, don't be daft.
No, I think Dick's got a point, actually. Come on, I'll drive you back.
But we haven't finished eating. And how am I going to get home?
Maybe one of that lot will give you a ride back on his Gigi. Have you got your coat?
Yes, thanks, Sally McGill. Come on.
Oh. Hello there.
Oh, hello, Colin.
Was that your Sally and the commander I saw rushing off there?
Yeah. Fancy some homemade cannelloni. It's only a bite off the corner.
Oh, very kind. Don't mind if I do.
There's a rack of lamb there. Barely been looked at. Help yourself.
I'll do my best. Don't want to spoil my dinner, though. I can't stand waste, though. I heard Jason leave stuff on his plate. Fussy eater, our Jason.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. I say, how do you expect to put flesh on those bones if you won't eat what's in front of you? Trouble is, he's only 17 and he's built like a milking barn. He rather puts an hole in my argument. Mind you, he does burn it off, though. Yeah, hello?
What do you know about that Kenwood Gore bloke?
Well,
beats lunch in the pub. Just the job. Want me to dry?
Oh, no. You go and finish that bottle off and read the paper.
Did you see his expression when we upped and left like that? Oh, poor old Muffin. He used to pull that face when we took his Meccano off him.
I've seen that face before. It means I'm in dead stuck.
You're managed, Sally McGill. I'm off to finish that chapter. And remember, any trouble, the cavalry's upstairs in the spare room.
Thank you, Captain.
Commander, retire. Now, let's see. Where was I? Put ashore on Fa Tang, the island of death, our hands tied tightly behind us.
Put ashore on Fa Tang, the island of death, their hands tied tightly behind them, Dick Barton and Jock Anderson are taken to a secret hideout deep in the jungle interior.
Where the dickens are we, sir?
It's my guess, Jock. We're deep in the jungle interior.
We'll not be sending a postcard from around these parts, eh, sir?
Not likely, Jock. Why, a postcard had turned to pulp in your hands with this humidity. The letter, too, come to that.
All right, that's far enough.
Hello, boy beauties. Have you missed Daddy? Quiet, boys. All in good time. Manchurian hunting hounds, highly strung. They get very anxious unless they're tearing something to shreds. Ever been hunting, either of you?
What's on your mind, Godini?
Well, now, seeing as how you've hounded me halfway across the South Seas, I thought you might like a taste of your own medicine. But first, I'd like to show you something. Hey, what do you think of those?
Diamonds! Emeralds! Sapphires!
You're right, Jake. And you can pick them up like pebbles on a beach round here. I'm a rich man, Burton.
Barton.
Rich beyond your wildest dreams.
Once a spiv, always a spiv, Godini. You're nothing but a jumped-up teddy boy with a chip on both shoulders.
Well, I prefer to see myself as a bit of a squire. A man of property, shall we say. You see, while you've been out giving your all for the empire, I've been building a little empire of my own.
Bought and paid for with your precious stones, no doubt.
Everyone has his prize, Bartram. Ask any tinpot dictator and shady politician from here to Rangoon. I mean, they should know. I own them all.
Well, you can't put me in your back pocket, my friend, nor Jock here.
Well, very commendable. But I don't think that'll be necessary somehow. Untie their hands.
What's your game, Godini?
I'm going to give you a sporting chance. Tally-ho! The thrill of the chase and all that. You've got 1 minute. Then we're coming. Ready or not.
Ready or not.
Sally?
Or not.
Sally?
What? What is it?
Most extraordinary thing. I'm upstairs trying to finish this damn chapter and it comes to me in a flash.
Oh, well done. Congratulations.
No. I knew there was something about him but I couldn't put my finger on it. Then, bingo. Kenwood Gore, Kenny Gordini. Kenny Gordini, Kenwood Gore.
I'm not quite there yet, Dick.
The voice, the mannerisms, all that hunting nonsense. And that business with the names, Benton, Burton, Baron, anything but Barton.
Sorry, a bit slow today.
Kenwood Gore, Gordini. They're one in the same.
Who's Gordini?
Chapter 12, Fa Tang, the Island of Death. Nasty piece of work.
But
That's impossible.
Possible? Why?
Well, he'd be ancient by now, wouldn't he?
A bit of a relic. Like me, I mean.
Oh, no, older. You know.
Yes, you're right, old thing. Never thought of that.
Could be a relative. Younger brother, nephew, maybe.
Hello? Anybody about? Ah, there you are.
Nice walk.
Well, no, actually, Colin dropped me off. I've just spent a very enlightening half hour with Colin.
Oh, yes?
Yes, he was filling me in about our friend Kenwood Gore. Now, it sounds like he's hell-bent on buying up the whole of Appledon and most of the county with it.
Well, runs in the family.
Sorry?
Long story, Muffin.
Anyway, according to Colin, absolutely nowhere is safe. He's even got designs on Amanda Cadwallader's old pile.
Cadwallader Hall?
That's right. Archie signed over the deeds just before he died. Now, Kenwood Gore wants to turn it into a posh hotel, part of some hideous master plan for some big game park or something.
A what?
A big game park. You know, hunting, shooting, fishing, and for the very rich and stupid, the chance to bag some really big game.
You're not serious. Well, he couldn't get planning permission. He'd never get away with it.
It's incredible what you can get away with behind an electrified fence, especially when the council's looking the other way.
And why would they look the other way?
Because they're probably sitting in his back pocket, that's why. Someone needs to give that man a bloody nose.
Hmm. And what happens to Amanda?
Oh, she gets a granny flat over the garage, I guess. Who knows?
Over my dead body?
Oh, that is precisely the route he'll take if you get in his way. The man's a megalomaniac.
He's a bully, that's all, and he should be stopped before he does any more damage.
Yeah, fine, but how exactly? Where are you going?
I thought I'd take the Jag out for a bit of a spin. Shan't be long.
No? On your own?
Richard, I haven't slipped into my dotage just yet. First signs of me dribbling down my shirt front, and you can keep me company, all right? In the meantime, I'm going for a drive.
Dad, you're not going to do anything silly, are you?
What are you talking about?
With Kenwood Gore, I mean.
What do you think I'm going to do, you great clot? Let his towers down.
I'm coming. Commander Barton.
Sorry to be a bother. Mind if I come in? Urgent type of thing.
So, there we are.
Thank you.
Archie always liked to flatter, but I had no idea he'd got himself into such a mess. As a result, I'm just a guest in my own house.
Archie signed away all this to pay off his gambling debts?
My husband was a desperate man, Commander. I blame myself. Too busy in the greenhouse. Can I get you another?
No, thanks, old thing. I'll be on my way.
I can't tempt you?
No, really. The car, driving.
It was very sweet of you to call round. You're a very sweet man, Commander. Dick. May I call you Dick?
Oh, good heavens, yes, of course. It's my name, after all, always has been. Dick Barton, that's me.
I'll see you to the door, Dick Barton.
Amanda, don't give up without a damn good scrap, eh?
I think it's a little late for that, Dick. He's coming over tomorrow night to finalise everything.
There's still time. Remember, it's not over till the fat lady sings. Oh, no offence.
Surgery, Richard Button.
Rich, it's me.
Oh, hello, you.
Listen, I might not be here when you get back. I've got to go out.
What's up?
I'm going over to Amanda Cadwallader's. Kenwood Gore is popping round for his pound of flesh this evening. Dick thinks I should be there.
What for?
Chuck a spanner in, I guess. Hold things up a bit.
Yeah, and how are you supposed to do that?
Oh, I don't know. I could always let his tyres down.
Sal, you can't get involved in this. You don't even represent Amanda. It's not ethical.
Ethical? Richard, this is a piranha fish we're dealing with here, in a very tiny pool.
I don't like it. And where is Dad, anyway?
Oh, he's gathering the troops. Then he's off to the big house.
Well, Kenwood Gore's place?
Right.
Oh, Lord. Hang on, I thought you said Kenwood Gore was going round to Amanda's.
He is. That's the point. That's exactly the point.
You've cooked this up between you, haven't you? Now, this isn't a game, Sally. Kenwood Gore is a seriously unpleasant piece of work.
Don't worry, I know what I'm doing. It'll be all right. And Rich?
What?
Can I let his tyres down?
Meanwhile, under cover of darkness, their faces blackened to avoid detection, Dick Barton and Colin Meadows have breached the wrought iron gates of the big house.
Right, Colin, close them behind you. Quiet as the grave, eh?
Right you are, Commander. Here, this one's a bit stuck-like. Ah, bit of WD-40 will sort that out. Got some on the old bag. Ah, there we are.
Shh, you'll wake the dead. What? What the devil's that?
I said it's these gates. Haven't been oiled properly, have they?
Will you shut up, you fat head? You'll have us both for the high jump. Shh. There it is again. Who's there?
It's all right, Commander. It's only me.
Oh, Jock, you're a sight for sore eyes. Where are you?
I'm over here, sir. Behind the hawthorn.
Good man, Jock. You got my message?
I did that. And I'm never very far away when there's a keeper on the go. Who's this then?
Colin. Colin Meadows. The commander brought me along to lend an hand. Second in command, like.
Second in command? I don't think so, laddie.
Come on, we haven't got all night. Now, let's have a deco at this alarm system.
All taken care of, sir. Child's play. Could have done it in my sleep.
Spot on, Jock. So, best let ourselves in and have a look around.
He's here.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Just sit on the sofa and look ferocious. Let me do the talking.
But it's all signed and sealed, more or less. What is there to talk about?
Amanda, I'm a solicitor. I'm going to talk bollocks, all right?
I'll go.
You can't unscrew it like in the old days. They're all solid state now.
So how the blazes are you supposed to tap a man's phone if you can't get inside the thing? Damn contraption. Now what?
Here, it's one of them fax jobbies. You must have pressed send or something. I bought one of them for my Audrey. Took us a week to learn how to switch the thing on. She said by the time we get this lot sorted, we'd be better off sending a postcard, second class.
I don't want to spoil the party, sir, but I think we've got company.
And I'm sorry, but I'm just not happy with this boundary clause.
Mrs. Bartlett.
Barton. I mean, the line drawn up by your surveyor bears only a passing resemblance to the one in the original site plan, and that plainly affects the ornamental pond in the lower garden.
I still can't see what the problem is.
Well, it's perfectly clear to me. Those Japanese carp could be swimming to and fro across a contentious border.
Right. Not a word, either of you. Colin, put the torch away.
What?
Turn it off, man.
Someone moving a boat.
Shh. Dad?
Sounds like you, Richard, Commander.
You're right, old friend. Sounds like him. Could be a trick.
Dad!
Richard, is that you?
Yes, it's me.
Well, how do we know it's you? You could be anyone.
No, Dad, I'm not in the mood.
Colin, hand me that torch.
Don't switch it off, somebody. I can't see a thing.
Richard, it is you. What the blazes are you doing here?
Oh, I was at a loose end, so I thought I'd nip out and burgle someone. Do you mind telling me what the hell is going on?
Information, Muffin, that's the key. We're going to beat this villain at his own game.
Dad, this is Appleton. Happy, sleepy, cider-soaked Appleton, not bloody Watergate. We could go down for this.
Not if we keep our heads. Trust me, Richard. I've done this kind of thing before.
Well, you won't find anything blundering about in the dark. There. That's where all the juicy stuff will be, on his computer.
Oh, that's a wee bit beyond me, young Richard.
Hey, my Audrey won't have one in the house. She says I don't want that thing sitting there thinking it's got more brains than I've got. I say, here we are, hurtling towards the new millennium.
You're a bit of a whiz on the old computer, aren't you, my boy?
No, you don't. No, not me, not in your life.
Come on, Dad, if you won't do it for me, do it for the village.
Well, there's probably nothing there anyway.
No stone unturned, Muffin. That's the drill.
I don't think there's much point in carrying this any further, do you, Mrs. Barton?
Barton?
This has been a rather futile exercise in postponing the inevitable, after all. Good night to you both.
There are some minor details with regard to the conveyancing.
Speak to my solicitor.
Under the circumstances, then, I shall have to revise our completion date.
Don't mess with me, lady. I might just crush you to powder form and sprinkle you on my cereal.
I can't offer you a drink, then.
Found anything?
No, it's all pretty straightforward. Accounts, invoices, that sort of thing. Oh, hang on, what's this? Access denied. We need a password to get into the file.
What sort of password?
Oh, God knows, something obscure, someone's name, something no one else would know.
Like Muffin?
Yeah, like Muffin.
Try Gordini.
Who?
G-O-R-D-I-N-I.
Uh-huh.
Gordini.
Hello? Hello? Dad, you clever old devil.
What is it? What have you got?
I think we've opened Pandora's box and found a can of worms.
Revise the completion date, stuck on K. cow? Who does she think she's dealing with? I'll rip her lungs out.
It's a Disney world of false accounting, yeah? Bribes, protection, offshore banking. And there's a whole section about the game park. Illegal importation of stock, flouting quarantine laws. It's all here. Yes, our Ronnie Kenwood Gore is as bent as a bottle of chips.
We've got him.
Headlights, Commander.
Yes, make ourselves scarce. Come on.
No, hold on. I need to copy this.
Richard, do as you're told.
Nearly there. Nearly there.
Muffin, we're about to be caught red-handed. It'll be us and Kenwood Gore face to face.
We'll be kissing him full on the lips if we don't get a shift on.
I do really recommend a sharp exit, sir.
Richard!
I'm almost done.
Richard! Richard? What do you fancy?
No. Oh, you're in the chair, Commander. Right, what are we having? Dr. Richard? John?
Out of my way. I want a word with you lot.
Us lot? Who specifically?
Oh, very coy. You don't honestly think you're going to get away with this, do you?
Get away with what, specifically?
Keep your trap shut, Colin, if you know what's good for you.
Funny you should say then about keep my trap shut. My Audrey says the very same thing. Why can't you keep your trap shut, she says. She reckons it's a response to stress. Put me in an explosive situation, quiet. I'm off like a steam train. I surprise myself sometimes, the sheer weight of words I can stuff into a sentence.
Shut it! Meadows! Let's cut to the chase, shall we? Now, I've got to hand it to you for bypassing my alarm system. That showed initiative, ingenuity. Of course, anyone who really knew what they were doing would have knocked out the surveillance cameras.
Bugger.
So, I have in my possession a video nasty featuring your good selves. Doctor, where you and your friends are going, you'll be lucky if they let you practice yoga.
Excuse me. Nature calls and all
that. Oh, dear. The old puckering sphincter, is it?
You really are an ugly little man, aren't you?
You have no idea.
Well, what am I going to do with this, then?
What have you got there?
It's a kind of insurance policy. Let's call it the Gordini file. You wouldn't think that something this small could be so cram-packed full of goodies.
How the hell did you get hold of that?
Oh, initiative, ingenuity.
And that disc over. Now!
Don't snatch. It's rude to snatch. There you are.
Richard, don't give it to him.
I've made copies, of course. Anyone who really knew what they were doing would have made copies.
I'll make jam out of you.
Sorry about that. When you've got to go, you've got to go.
Ronnie was on the way out himself, weren't you, Ronnie?
You haven't heard the last of this. I'll be back.
Did I miss anything?
You, Richard, sent him off with a right flea in his ear. It was brilliant.
Oh, he'll be back.
Oh, no, don't think so, Dad.
Lay odds on it, Muffin.
All right. Who's let my bloody tires down?
Richard Barton, General Practitioner, was written by Lowell Mason. Richard was played by Robert Bathurst, with Murray Watson as Dick and Julian Dutton as Young Dick and Colin Meadows. Matilda Ziegler was Sally and Ian Cuthbertson was Jock. David Dacre played Kenwood Gore and Gordini, and Doreen Mantle was Mrs. Cadwallader. The producer was Joe Clegg.